You can handle the truth. Jim Petzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN. It's 20th day of March, 2024, live. We begin with a guy I used to admire greatly, Keith Olbermann, suggesting Trump's assassination would be a good thing. This is pretty disgusting stuff, in my opinion. When he had the show on Fox, Countdown, I thought it was the most brilliant program on television. I was a faithful fan. But he's turned into a raving lunatic ever since. Get this. Former MSNBC bomb thrower Keith Olbermann is taking heat for posting to social media his apparent hope that Donald Trump would be assassinated. The shrill extreme leftist jumped on his X account Saturday, replying to a Joe Biden campaign post featuring a video of a segment of a speech Trump made in Dayton, Ohio recently. The Trump-Harris headquarter post was captured. Trump says he's been treated worse than Abraham Lincoln, who was assassinated. To that, Olbermann responded, "There's always hope." He was blasted by many replies. Here's Doug Ross, seek help. Here's Gunther Eagleman, cry more, Trump 2024, Spitfire. At the very least, this is a TOS terms of service violation. Perhaps Secret Service should make Keith a visit. We all know Keith is mentally unstable. Here's another. My God, did he really say that? I dislike a lot of people would never wish death upon him. Olbermann's slobbering left-wing social media posts get him in trouble a lot. Last September, he was panned for calling liberal HBO host Bill Maher a scumbag for opposing the Hollywood writers' strike in August, made himself look incredibly small by telling championship swimmer Riley Gaines she sucked at swimming. February of last year, he demanded blue states launch an economic civil war against red states. The trouble is, those were relatively innocuous, calling for an assassination a whole nother matter. We have a new book out. I'm thrilled. John F. Kennedy Assassination, a Final Analysis of David W. Mandic, MD, PhD, and Jerry Corsi, PhD. David and I have been collaborating on JFK since 1992. Indeed, it was my disillusionment at an attack on students, critics of the Warren Report by the editor-in-chief of the Journal of the American Medical Association that led me to follow reports in that journal known as JAMA, where I saw one from David protesting the abuse of the journal to attack, you know, critics, and reached out to him suggesting we collaborate on a long article or a book. That went far, much farther than that. We would eventually collaborate on three books. And now we have here his final analysis of the medical evidence, which I find stunning. Now, you can get my assessment on my blog at jameshfetzer.org, Jim Fetzer. New book nails how JFK was taken out in Dallas. Or, even better, it's been published on UNZ.com, on the UNZ Review, which is the hottest website on planet Earth today. And there's an emerging discussion thread. It now has about 20 contributions. That's going to be the place where issues about JFK are battled out. is going to be very significant in the fact that there are a lot of people here who are going to offer their opinions, which are not terribly well-founded. I'm seeing a new one to which I've yet to respond that takes for granted that the Zapruder film is authentic, which is just absurd. You're going to see the real heavy lifting taking place there in the discussion thread. So I encourage everyone, check out Oon's review. I'm going to have the link right here. Meanwhile, UK advises Ukraine to stay on the defensive in the east and focus on targeting Crimea. British soldiers are in Ukraine helping fire Storm Shadow missiles, which can hit targets deep inside Crimea. British military officials advise that Ukraine should focus on defense in its ground fight against Russia in the east, while focusing on targeted strikes against Crimea and China's Black Sea Fleet, the Sunday Times reported. The advice was given when British Defense Secretary Grant Shapps and UK Army Chief Antony Radkin visited Ukraine last week. The British official said rather than attacking, Ukraine forces should hold the line at Bulbork back to more favorable ground if necessary. This will allow the Ukraine to force their effort on the Black Sea and Crimea with their forces, with the help of Western long-range missiles, have landed significant blows over the past 6 months. Well, the war really is over. They've lost 500,000 troops. It's outrageous. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin himself has issued a major nuclear warning that the fight for Ukraine could initiate a nuclear war. He referred to Emmanuel Macron's remarks earlier this week, suggesting the possibility of sending ground soldiers from Europe into Ukraine. He warned such a move would have tragic outcome for the countries involved. By the way, we can expect that Putin's going to take a far more aggressive approach here toward Ukraine and the West, since he was reelected with such a phenomenal margin in Russia. We have a report of new pictures showing the true devastation of Hiroshima. Very interesting that we should have those. Let it be a warning as to what could come. And remember, the nuclear weapons of today are overwhelmingly more powerful than those of the past. Meanwhile, Truth Seeker reports Macron's suggestion are kind of rooted in nostalgia of France for its past colonial empire. Out of Africa, Macron's belligerence toward Russia is compensating for rejection of colonialist France, strategic culture. No French politician can feel more aggrieved than President Emmanuel Macron, who imagined himself to be on a mission to restore France's greatness. He seemed to harbor fantasies of also leading the rest of Europe under the tutelage of Paris. Russian President Vladimir Putin was spot on this week in his observation about why France's Emmanuel Macron is strutting around and mouthing off about war in Ukraine. Putin remarked in an interview that Macron's wanton warmongering over Ukraine was born out of resentment due to the spectacular loss of France's standing in Africa. One after another, France's former colonial countries have told Paris in no uncertain terms to get out of their internal affairs. Since 2020 and the coup in Mali, there has been immense political upheaval on the continent, particularly in West and Central Africa, stretching from the vast Sahel region down to the equator. At least 7 nations have undergone coups or governmental changes against Francophone rulers. They include Mali, Burkina Faso, Chad, Niger, Central African Republic, Gabon, and Guinea. Fascinating stuff. Meanwhile, torture, execution, babies left to die, sexual abuse. These are Israel's crimes, antiwar.com reports. Why is the same Western media obsessively reheating 5-month-old allegation against Hamas so reluctant to focus on Israel's current horrifying atrocities. Hostages tortured to death, parents executed in front of their children, doctors beaten, babies murdered, sexual assault weaponized. No, not Hamas crimes. This is part of an ever-growing list of documented atrocities committed by Israel in the 5 months since 7 October, quite separate from the carpet bombing of 2.3 million Palestinians in Gaza and a famine induced by Israel's obstruction of aid. Last week, an investigation by the Israeli newspaper Haaretz disclosed 27 Palestinians seized off of Gaza streets over the past 5 months are known to have died during interrogations inside Israel. Some were denied medical treatment, but most are likely to have been tortured to death. Think about it. That's America's gallant ally in the Middle East. That's a nation for which we should sacrifice our sons and daughters and our taxpayer money. Meanwhile, UN agency in Gaza says 1 in 3 children there are acutely malnourished. Now, please understand, to be acutely malnourished is virtually a guarantee of death because the malnourishment entails the loss of rare trace minerals that are indispensable to life. Karen Carpenter, for example, who thought she was too fat when she was unbelievably thin, died because she had lost too many of those trace minerals from her body. It was tragic. What I regard as the greatest natural voice singer of our time. Meanwhile, in Gaza, there are no more normal-sized babies. No more normal-sized babies because they're all deprived of what they need to have a healthy beginning, even in the Daily Mail. The humanitarian situation in Gaza is a nightmare for mothers and babies, with doctors reporting small and sickly newborns, stillbirths, women forced to undergo C-sections without adequate anesthesia, a UN official said Friday. I'm personally leaving Gaza this week, terrified for the 1 million women and girls of Gaza, and most especially for the 180 women who are giving birth every single day. Dominic Allen, UN Population Fund representative of the state of Palestine, said in a video news conference from Jerusalem. And of course, it continues unabated. Here's my dear friend and colleague, Kevin Barrett, asking, do 90% of Jews support genocide? Do more than 90% of Israeli Jews support the genocide of Gaza, the current military operation? Richie Allen, who's this wonderful host out of the UK, he used to feature me before I became too hot a potato, doesn't think so. During my appearance on his show yesterday, he challenged me to cite polling data. Unfortunately, no bolster in Israel will ever ask flat out, do you support the genocide of Gaza? Nor have any asked a more polite version. Do you support or oppose Israel's current military campaign? I argue that well over 90% would say they support it, less than 10 that they oppose. So we're going to have to extrapolate. Fortunately, though unfortunately for the Palestinians, this is an easy extrapolation. Times, what was Israelis think of the war with Hamas included the following paragraph. Poll results were also hawkish when it came to the use of force in Gaza. 57.5% of Israeli Jews said they believe the Israeli Defense Force were using too little firepower in Gaza. 36.6, IDF using inappropriate. Just 1.8 said they believe the IDF was using too much firepower. 4.2 weren't sure. Let me repeat, fewer than 2% of Israeli Jews think the IDF is using too much firepower in Gaza. I'd say, case closed, Kevin won that debate. Richie Allen's still a super guy. Meanwhile, a U.S. senator has slammed claims about the UN refugee organization is flat out lies. I think he's got it right. Here is a story. A Democrat senator, and that's nice that it's a Democrat, blasted Israeli BM Benjamin Netanyahu and other leaders in Tel Aviv for making false accusations about aid agencies operating Gaza. Tel Aviv has charged a UN aid agency for Palestinians, UNRWA, UNRWA, with acting as a proxy of Hamas. Senator Chris Van Hollen said on Face the Nation, the Netanyahu accusations against UNRWA were an attempt to eliminate the aid agency. There's no doubt that the claim that the BM and others are making that somehow they're a proxy for Hamas are just flat out lies. Flat out lies. You look at the person who's in charge of operation on the guard in Gaza for UNRWA. It's about a 20-year army veteran. You can be sure he's not in cahoots with Hamas. Netanyahu is trying to get rid of UNRWA since at least 2017. Nice to see a Democrat saying something true. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers can now do whatever they please. They want to drive out those who live there. And as they have carte blanche, they got a free ride. Murder, kill, slaughter, destroy their olive trees, destroy their homes, cement their wells, are doing all of the above. Meanwhile, nice observation from responsible statecraft about the alarming lack of detail in the military's Gaza aid project. There is no way that a floating causeway the U.S. military wants to build connecting to a beach in Gaza won't require boots on the ground, say experts, pursuing another major question mark on the humanitarian surge project announced by the administration last week. Details have emerged in recent days. The Pentagon plans to build a floating Trident-style causeway out of modular pieces that are en route from Fort Eustis, Virginia, to Cyprus as we speak. According to experts like Sal Mercoglanio, a former merchant mariner professor, host of the What's Going On with Shipping podcast, the floating causeway project is going to be a massive endeavor to build and will require daily maintenance for personnel on the beach what put into place. The problem with this one is it's not as durable as a permanent non-floating elevated causeway scheme, and it has to be maintained. You can't just set it up and leave it alone. You got to be constantly monitoring it, resetting anchors. It takes a lot to keep the system up and running. It's not that you just set up and walk away. You also got to have people ashore for it. Before the floating option was actually confirmed by the Pentagon, he was explaining the problems with the project. Beyond noise, by the way. Now, here's a discussion again from responsible statecraft, fact check. Debating NATO was never out of bounds. President Trump's latest comments criticizing NATO in the ensuing media reaction obscure the fact that Americans have long held dissenting opinions on the U.S. relationship to European security, as has happened all too often throughout the Trump era. The heat of escalating rhetoric on the part of the 45th president and his committed adversaries has distracted from the more substantive foreign policy debate. Today, the U.S.-European security relationship has never been more sacrosanct, at least in the mind's eye, of the national security establishment and their allies in the mainstream. Yet historically, the range of debate and criticism of this ostensibly sacred pact has been far more open than nostalgia or the modern commentary may suggest, meaning it's totally fair game. Meanwhile, the alleged superpower, the USA, no longer has a military. I'll be right back with what Paul Craig Roberts has to say.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
I regard as our nation's leading public intellectual writes the following. West Point drops duty, honor, country from its motto and replaces it with Army values in its mission statement. Does this mean that duty, honor, country are no longer Army values? Are we moving toward a military academy whose value will be transformed in keeping with the woke ideology that's taken over the universities, public schools, Democrat Party, corporations, and media? Will the academy's value be transgenderism, equity, and open borders? Time will tell. We can see why honor and country have to go. The last time the U.S. military fought a war that could be claimed to be defending the country was World War II. The Korean was about preventing unification of Korea under the communists. The Vietnam was about this and also defending the domino theory. The Middle East wars were fought for the benefit of Israel. Ukraine orchestrated as a strategy against Russia. Israel-Hamas war intended as a prelude for an attack on Iran. Actually, all wars are fought for the benefit of the power and profit of the U.S. military security complex. Most of these wars were about bombing women and children. The notion that these women, murdered women and children, were a threat to the United States is so far-fetched as to be insane. The question before us concerns citizens of the United States and military veterans and retired officers is, who is it that's destroying the U.S. military and its traditional values? The U.S. military has turned off real warriors. The U.S. military today is a Tower of Babel. There is no unity between the heterosexual white males, mainly from the South, and sexual perverts, feminist people of color, and the higher command that restricts white heterosexual promotions and requires its only warriors to submit sensitivity training. Sensitivity training means one thing only, that a white person must accept that compared to people of color, you are a second-class citizen. This is the American world today. Little wonder no military service can meet its recruitment needs and talking about enrolling immigrant invaders to defend the country they themselves have violated. Duty, honor, country. To be displaced by army values is for me and my generation a sacrilege. To witness the superintendent of West Point, a Biden secretary of the army, and the secretary of defense submit to, or is it to orchestrate this sacrilege, tells me that the future purpose of the U.S. military is not to protect the United States of America from invasion, but to serve the interests of the ruling elite. Indeed, the current tyrannical regime in Washington has declared open borders and is flooding America with immigrant invaders. The same tyrants asserting American hegemony are pell-mell destroying America. And dumb shit Americans will vote for this anti-white, anti-American regime that is destroying them. A country half of whose population is committed to its own destruction is already destroyed. I want to believe it's not going to fall out that way. I want to believe that we're seeing a huge turn toward Trump and the Republican Party and repudiation of the Democrats and the values he's decrying. Meanwhile, we have the absurdity in New York City. Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary goes after Letitia James for trying to seize Trump's assets. Shark Tank star Kevin O'Leary stunned CNN host when he slammed New York Attorney General Letitia Land for acting like a third world autocrat by seeking to seize assets from former President Trump. O'Leary was responding to reports that James has indicated that Trump is unable to pay the massive $454 million he owes the state in a civil fraud lawsuit. It's really putting it up as a bond. She will pursue collection efforts. If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanism in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets, James told ABC News. She added that her office is prepared to make sure that the judgment is paid to New Yorkers, and yes, I look at 40 Wall Street each and every day. That is the address of the Trump building in Lower Manhattan of Trump Tower. O'Leary has described the massive fines leveled against Trump in this civil fraud case as un-American. What developer doesn't ask for the highest price valued of any building they built? He told the New York Post, a reference to the crux of James' argument that Trump overvalued his properties, which everyone in the real estate business does. It's not healthy for the country. I want this renewed and appealed and turned over because it's wrong for everyone. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the door. I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, Trump's lawyers say securing a bond for the massive New York civil business fraud judgment is a practical impossibility. Lawyers representing former President Trump said Monday their client has been unsuccessful in his attempt to secure a bond for Judge Arthur Engoron's $464 million civil business fraud judgment against him and his company. Thus, we have our board. Letitia James is going to start seizing property on Monday over a victimless crime. The deadline for Trump to secure a bond large enough to pay the fine issued by activist Judge Arthur Engoron is coming fast. If he can't pay the fine by Monday, she'll begin taking action to seize his assets. It's going to happen, it appears. Let me just emphasize, as a call I received during the break indicated to me, this is not law and order. This is communism, seizing private property. Donald Trump is not a mobster. Donald Trump is a businessman. He's been good for New York. There was no victim of these purported crimes, as observed as standard procedure to inflate the value of real estate. But the judge assigned an arbitrarily slow value, something like between 18 and 30 million, when it was worth 200 to 300 million. But the fact of the matter is, and the relevant point, the banks have their own assessors. The banks were the lenders. The banks made their assessment. The banks were satisfied. The banks have been paid. The banks are happy. The banks would like to do more business. I cannot imagine a more outrageous violation of the principles of business rooted in capitalism in America than what's going on here in New York. Letitia James represents a communist attitude and approach to the destruction of capitalism before our very eyes. This is a victimless crime never prosecuted before, completely outrageous. Meanwhile, historic case, Biden's censorship challenge. The Supreme Court heard arguments about a Biden regime agenda to push, using the influence of the federal government and social media companies, to censor ideas and comments that the administration dislikes. I would have thought it was cut and dry. This is an outrageous violation of the First Amendment. Nevertheless, the Supreme Court has ruled officials may block their constituents on social media. Get this. Public officials may block people on social media in certain situations. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously on March 15th. At the same time, the court held that public officials who post about topics pertaining to their work on their personal social media accounts are acting on behalf of the government. But such officials can be found liable for violating the First Amendment only when they've been properly authorized by the government to communicate on its behalf. The case is important because nowadays, public officials routinely reach out to voters through social media on the same pages where they discuss personal matters unrelated to government business. Thus, the Supreme Court appears reluctant to limit Biden admin contact with social media. This is troubling too. What happened at today's hearing? This is 2 days ago. The Supreme Court heard argument today on whether the Biden admin violated the First Amendment by pressuring social media to censor posts on COVID-19 in the 2020 election that officials deemed as misinformation, meaning they, their personal subjective belief, thought they were false. But they may very well have been true. In fact, I predict virtually every statement they wanted to censor will have turned out to be true. Turned out to be true. Who the hell is in a position to have, what do they claim, privileged access to the truth by the American government so I can censor anyone because they know infallibly what's right and wrong? Just think of the absurdity of it. Meanwhile, Joe Scarborough, like the other left-wing lunatics who are going after Trump in such a fanatical fashion. Watch MSNBC Joe Scarborough repeatedly using the phrase bloodbath. MSNBC host Joe Scarborough was so infuriated over claims that Trump's recent comments about a bloodbath were taken out of context, he cursed on his morning show over the matter. As reported by the Political Insider Monday, the mainstream media attempted to create a phony controversy over Trump's speech using the word bloodbath by taking it completely out of context. The GOP nominee was discussing the auto industry when he made remarks indicating it would be decimated, it would be subjected to a bloodbath if Biden won re-election. The media breathlessly suggested Trump had outright called for violence. He didn't. Here's End Woke this tweeting. We are witnessing the invention of the bloodbath hoax in real time. Unfortunately for them, we have Twitter. Here's where Trump is talking about it.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country, think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. No, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. A friend of mine.
I mean, just look at it, how grossly they're taking him out of context. But that's, of course, all they can do because they haven't got any real goods. Meanwhile, Trump is suing ABC and Stephanopoulos, alleging defamation over an interview he presented. Here we have it. And Stephanopoulos, remember, is just a toady. Former President Trump sued ABC News and George Stephanopoulos Monday, alleging defamation over the anchor's questioning of Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina about her endorsement of Trump. The March 10th interview on This Week made headlines after Mace, a rape survivor, accused Stephanopoulos of trying to shame her by probing why she endorsed the former president despite jury's recent verdicts against him in advice columnist E. Jean Carroll's sexual battery and defamation lawsuits. Look at that. He's pretending he believes it when she couldn't even remember the year in which it's supposed to have occurred. That was outrageous that you'd never have even gone to court. But that just it shows you how Democrats will lay off of one false claim or phony suit to try to make an argument in relation to another. Outrageous. Meanwhile, DeSantis, and I like this, DeSantis says Haitian migrants will go straight to Martha's Vineyard if Biden blocks deportation. Ron DeSantis has made clear that if Haitians arrive on the shores of Florida with the assistance of the federal government, they will be sent straight to Martha's Vineyard. In an interview with radio host Dana Loesch, DeSantis responded to the growing concern thousands, if not millions, of Haitians could attempt to reach the United States illegally by traveling on a boat to Florida shore. The problem when you get a situation like Florida is they have people in our state, and we want to fly them, say, back to Haiti. We have to get clearance in order to be able to do that. If you want to fly somebody to a South American country or wherever they're from, it becomes a bit more difficult, as the federal government is going to tell them not to accept our planes. So we've, through these iterations, what should we as states do? I definitely think we could help put them back over the border if they come across in Texas and Arizona. So I'd be willing to help do that. I think those states really have no other choice at that point. It's a little bit different for a maritime state like us. We really have to get them before they reach the shores. That's why we're working hard to do that. Then he adds, we're going to send them up to Martha's Vineyard so they can hobnob with the Obamas there. Wonderful. There's a very good video, by the way, by Michael Yon about the Darien Gap and how all this, how the migrant crisis is being engineered.
Michael Yon, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for having me on. I just got in from the Darien Gap and up in beautiful Tennessee now.
Yeah. I'm sure this is quite the change of scenery for you.
It is. I mean, yeah, literally just the other day or 2 days ago, we're surrounded by NGOs like IOM, International Organization for Migration, the main engine of the invasion.
Man, well, we got a lot to talk about today. Me and you have been going back and forth for, about 6 months now? So
guess what? It turns out these are primarily Jewish organizations, non-government organizations, bringing about the border crisis. It's not just at our southern border, however. Here's Zero Hedge reporting, we're so sick of it. Northern border crisis gets worse. At dawn or dusk, Christy Brow used to enjoy alone time walking in the woods of her 21-acre property in Highgate, Vermont, a small rural town near the U.S.-Canadian border. Lately, however, she's cautious. She's worried about potential encounter with illegal immigrants along the remote logging trail. I don't go out by myself anymore, especially at night, said Miss Brow, who runs a dog obedience business from her home. It's unsettling. You can't feel relaxed anymore. You want to be safe in your own house and on your own property. It's getting bad. Sometimes we see them on the interstate looking for a ride. Yes, that's with Biden doing all over the country. Meanwhile, Canada
is the country
is dying.
That even immigrants are leaving. They can't wait to leave. I'm going to pick on Canada once more. I visited a couple of months ago. I made a video that went viral. That video got taken down. But I have to show you the truth about Canada, the direction that Canada is going, and what you, as a Canadian, or as an aspiring wealthy Canadian investor individual, you should move out as soon as possible.
Very, very good critique of what's going that I'm pleased to say was shared with me by Layla. Meanwhile, Obama-appointed judge rules illegal immigrants can carry guns in the U.S. They're fighting Americans having the right to carry guns, but here's an Obama-appointed judge ruling that the immigrants can carry them. Gee, I wonder what they're going to do with them. U.S. District Judge Sharon Jackson Coleman, appointed by Barack Obama, ruled that an illegal immigrant has a right to bear arms under the Second Amendment. I thought that applied to citizens of the United States. This ruling came about in the case of Gilberto Carbajal Flores, who faced charges under 18 U.S. Code 922G5 federal statute prohibiting non-citizens without legal status in the U.S. from possessing or affecting commerce any firearm or ammunition or to receive any firearm or ammunition. Carbajal Flores, who's been living in the U.S. illegally, was charged after he was found to be carrying a gun in Chicago. But she says, no, he's got the right to do it in violation of the law. How bad is that? How bad is that? Meanwhile, Mike King, who loves to poke a stick in her eye, says the GOP flamethrower with a right-wing vision from North Carolina may become the next governor. He's a rather interesting guy by the name of Mark Robinson. He has on occasion quoted Hitler. He is a Holocaust denier, and yet it's going to be a close race. Very interesting. There is a reason the liberal media fills the airwave with programs about the Nazis and the 6 million Jews they murdered. There's also a reason those same liberals do not fill the airwave with programs about the communists and the 100 million people they murdered. Very nice point. Of course, there weren't any 6 million. There were 296,081 who died at all the camps combined, none of whom from being put to death in a gas chamber using Zyklon B. Meanwhile, a Republican unveils a new anti-woke bill that would script money from the top liberal holy grail. Get this. In recent years, Republican lawmakers have successfully passed what's been called anti-woke laws. In many red states, they passed laws that undermine the progressive left agenda in business school and other organizations. This has obviously outraged Democrats, who attack Republicans by claiming they're restricting American freedom. But it doesn't look like Republicans have any intention of slowing down. Anti-woke bills are apparently popular with conservatives, and members of Congress have introduced yet another. This one targets medical schools' admission and curriculum. If schools don't comply with this rule, they could lose billions from the Daily Wire. Any medical school It has diversity, equity, and inclusion incorporated in their admission or instruction. Could lose all federal funding if a new bill set to be introduced isn't passed. The bill would bar graduate medical schools from receiving federal funding if they have policies that deprive medical students of opportunities on the basis of race, color, or ethnicity. Sounds like a good idea to me. Here we have a serious question. What'll happen when they give the green light to millions of radicals to cause widespread chaos all over America? Zero hedge. Violence and crime are already completely out of control over the United States. In fact, you definitely wouldn't want to be caught in the streets with hordes of lawless young people. Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here are three stories about TikTok. The threat is purely hypothetical, U.S. Intel admits. The frenzy to ban TikTok is another national security state scam. Democrats are already trying to use a TikTok ban bill to destroy Twitter before the election. Think about it. They're fabricating an issue in order to conduct a very destructive effort on the First Amendment right for freedom of speech. The purported threat of TikTok, U.S. national security, has inflated into a hysteria of Chinese spy balloon proportions. But the official record tells a different story. U.S. intel has produced no evidence the popular social media site has ever coordinated with Beijing. That hasn't stopped many in Congress or even President Biden from touting legislation that would force the sale of the app as a TikTok frenzy fills the news pages with empty conjecture and innuendo. How bad is that? So what's really going on? Here appears to be the answer. We told you so. The ink on the bill to ban TikTok in America isn't even dried yet. The bill passed the House next week. It will soon be taken up by the Senate. Democrats already calling on Biden to use the newfound powers the bill gives him to ban Twitter before the 2024 election. House Democrats are accusing Elon Musk of colluding with Islamic terrorist groups, of all things, demanding that Biden shut down Twitter to stop foreign influence in America. At least that's their excuse. The real reason is that Twitter, sorry, I just refuse to refer to a company with a letter of the alphabet. Couldn't Elon have used two letters to give it an actual name like AX? Anyway, the real reason they want to shut down Twitter is because it allows many conservatives to have their free speech rights back on the internet. Democrats don't want their lies to go challenged, so Twitter is an existential threat to them as a political party indeed. The truth is anathema to Democrats, and this disturbs me profoundly. USA Today taking a stand versus Caitlin Clark, the greatest basketball player, maybe one of all time, most certainly of all women. USA Today versus Caitlin Clark. Women's basketball needs faces of future to be black. What are they doing? Predicting the next great female basketball player is going to be black? Women's calling basketball is popular at the moment in sizable part because of Caitlin Clark, a record-setting six-foot guard at the number two ranked U of Iowa, is sort of the Stephen Curry of women's basketball, shooting from 35 feet or more. From the USA Today sports section, women's basketball needs faces of future to be black. Unbelievable. We'll be right back and taking your calls.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't have- handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of Authentic News. This 20th day of March 2024, right here on RBN Live and live streaming on Speak Free Radio. We're glad to take your calls. And if the lines are open, Dan in Washington. Dan, join the conversation.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I wasn't planning to call in, but kind of got triggered by Paul Craig Roberts.
Yes,
I used to say the exact same thing, that Vietnam and Korea were stupid, but World War II, because that's what I was taught, right? We had to have World War I and World War II, and the evil Nazis were going to take over the world, and you know, but it's just not true, and you know, we know that Roosevelt and Morgenthau were helping the communists and Stalin, Hitler was actually trying not to have war. We could have just chosen not to declare war on Germany. So, I mean, that was like 100 million Europeans died in World War II. And so it's important to point out the fact that America wasn't really the good guy there either. I don't think Hitler... We could have easily had peace. And Herbert Hoover actually wrote a book called Freedom Betrayed, where I'm about to buy it, but he basically spells out how World War II was totally avoidable. But they actually censored his, even though he was a former president, they censored his book until like the 70s. But it's just important that Craig Roberts, and I know boomers and older people, you were raised with this whole mythology, you know, but Paul Craig Roberts, you know, he should expand on that a little bit, you know, because supposedly when did we start Korea? We started bombing Korea because we were fighting communists like five years later after we just helped Stalin destroy Germany, you know, and Italy. So I kind of think it's a good thing that the white guys in America are demoralized, and, I think it's good that they're not joining the military, I mean, at this point.
But Dan, what do we do when we have a bona fide military emergency? What are we going to do if we don't have an army that can defend the nation? I mean, there's been a lot of thought about these migrants constituting, you know, an army of potential terrorists. That's going to be a problem enough. I mean, if there were to be a Chinese invasion, we don't have an army. What do we do, Dan? How do we defend the nation? Or are you just willing to give it up?
I'm willing to give it up. I kind of look at the American flag as the biggest enemy of the white race in the world right now. And it really has been the last 100 years. I think it destroyed Europe. Wow. I think it's still ruling Europe. If China invades, that's because our treasonous oligarchs sent our manufacturing over there and built up China to invade us. So if China invades, I'm going to run up into Canada or cruise down to Argentina or something, and that's kind of how I feel.
I think you're not going to find Canada very accommodating, because their constraints on Second Amendment and First Amendment are becoming horrendous. It's just awful what's happened here. I'm kind of surprised you'd be so willing, however, to, you know, abandon America. Did you serve yourself in the armed forces, Dan?
I was in the Army, and I kind of realized during Iraq that all the lies about that and 9/11.
Yeah.
I still got friends from the Army, and they still, we're fighting the evil Muslims and killing the evil Muslims. And of course, they all support Israel. And, there's a good documentary called Hellstorm on how we murdered more German civilians after the war than died during the war.
Yeah.
And, look into guys like, and so they've shipped all the jobs to China, right? So, like, these guys in the South, the average white guy, like, 100 years ago, he'd have a job making shoes or clothing or whatever, but now there's no jobs, so they want them to join the military to fight against the enemy that they've made trillions shipping to China. I mean, how do you think about that? I mean, like, if China invaded, they got rich and powerful from our own stupid government, right? Because they want cheap labor, basically. Or they might have just... Anyway, I don't know. I think white people need to have more loyalty to their race and culture at this point, and just kind of look past the American thing,
So just, in a way. How do you feel about the border? Should the border be secure, and should we deport all these invaders or not?
Yeah, definitely. Why would any white guy go overseas to fight a war when his own government is totally treasonous against his own hometown, own people?
Do you think we ought to be funding the Israeli slaughter of Palestinians?
No, I don't. And I appreciate you talking about that. Someone called in yesterday. I don't want to get into it, but, you can use the Bible to justify, these mainstream politicians talk about abortion all the time, but when it comes to, like, killing women and children, these same anti-abortion types don't seem to care about that very much, but I'm with you.
That's an astute observation, and I hope this whole Ukraine thing doesn't blow up so we're nuked out of existence. Dan, how about a final thought, my friend?
I appreciate your show, and I remember real quick when I was in the Army, I went in basic training, and we went to church, so you wouldn't have to, like, clean the barracks and stuff. The preacher, he says, the Ten Commandments, some people say it says thou shalt not kill, but if you look back in the Old Testament, it's okay to kill if the government says it's okay to kill people. So just ignore that.
I'm sure glad we got clear on that. Thank you, Dan.
Anyway, thanks.
Good to hear from you. Renee in North Carolina, the mic is yours. Renee, are you there?
This is Peter. Got Peter up.
Peter?
This is Peter. Am I on?
Yeah, you are. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I follow, Dan and I are only a little bit apart. I mean, I agree with most of what he said. And I spent a lot of time in the U.S. military. And it's just so where we are, by the way, is that I was drafted. I was one of the last draftees, Jim, 1972. And when I was, that was when the Army, they had ended student deferments a year earlier. So there were E4s, like Lance Corporals and Corporals you know, for the Marine Corps and all that kind of thing, that were PhDs, right? That were working in the, you know, Adjutant General's Department, or you could find enlisted PhDs. It was a real cross section of the American public, and of course, that's when we were 88% European, you know, white and all. Now they're taking people who don't have high school educations, who are psychologically challenged. They'll waive some of that if they've got some sort of psychological disorder. If you've got a criminal background and it's not too heinous, they'll let you in for that. You can be a fat, tub of lard, overweight guy who can't, you know, do a 2-mile walk, let alone a 5-mile run, and they'll let them in. And they'll let in illegal aliens. And they're still not the only service that is close, and the Marine Corps is close, but they're still not meeting what their requirements are. But they're close. But Army, Navy, Air Force, they're not even close. And that's with dropping all the requirements. But as bad as that is, the manpower crisis in the Ukraine is even worse, where they've dropped the manpower, the induction requirements, and they're shanghaiing people off the streets. I'm sure everybody's seen the videos. But the latest induction laws would allow them to induct, I'm not kidding, one-eyed dwarves. So our guys, so Jim, our fat, retarded, psychological problem, criminal background, chubby LGBTQ army might still be able to handle the Ukrainians if we came up on their blind side. but that's my opinion. And, you know, I'm a guy that went in as a private and came out as a lieutenant colonel. So at any rate, I've seen it all there, right?
That's an astonishing military trajectory in terms of your career. That's very impressive. What do we do? I mean, Dan didn't seem to be concerned if we couldn't defend the nation from a foreign force. I mean, I feel quite the opposite. Your thoughts?
Well, listen, they can still tap into the quote patriot in me and get a response. You know, it's too far ingrained in me. I understand what Dan was saying about not, you know, because honestly, I got off of active duty because I couldn't justify people under my command being shot up. And it wasn't in defense of this country. And so. You know, if I hadn't gone off active duty, I was on a real fast track. I probably would have made, you know, I don't know. I could have.
Full Bird. The big cut is between Full Bird and General. That's like only, I don't know, 5% or something, Peter. You would have made Colonel. You would have made Colonel, I think, effortlessly.
I graduated number one in command of General Savcon.
Love it.
And every single school that I went to, you know, infantry basic, officers basic, infantry advanced, command and general staff college, I was an honor graduate at all of those.
You might have made flag. You might have made flag, Peter. I think that's right. Goodness.
It's a possibility, but, you know, but you know, another thing that is that, you know, you don't make, you know, general officer flag if you don't kiss ass and if you don't, you know, toe the line. No, and I wasn't a kiss ass or toe the line.
Me neither. Me neither.
In the entire history of the United States Army, in the entire history, I don't know of any general officer or flag officer in my lifetime, and even in World War II, who ever resigned under protest for principle. Now, colonels did it, like David Hackworth was a full colonel, and he did it. He would have made general, but he, you know, David Hackworth, but that, once that political jump to general officer, nobody ever, resigns in protest. Nobody. You know, I mean, Colin Powell could you know, talked his crap about, you know, mobile weapons of mass destruction labs and all that. He knew it was a lie, and yet they still got him to say it. Whatever. Once in the American military culture, once you've made flag, you're a made man, and nobody ever objects or resigns for principle. But yeah. I was calling honestly about Candace Owens. I wasn't able to listen to your first hour, so.
Sure. Nothing came up about Candace the first hour. Go ahead.
She has been attacked. She's been a critic of Israel, of course, as a principled, intelligent conservative. You know, she's against, you know, God forbid, she's against genocide and ethnic cleansing. And she's for free speech. But because she's a critic of Israel, there's a couple of rabbis, Rabbi Barclay, I sent that to you, and another one where she talks about being attacked by Rabbi Shmuley. Rabbi Shmuley is the guy, by the way, who he and his daughter sell dildos and butt plugs as a business. Pornhub, Jim, did you know that a rabbi owns Pornhub?
Yeah, I'd heard there was heavy Jewish influence in porn. Yeah.
Oh, not heavy. They control it. But the company.
Like they do Hollywood, yeah.
Yeah. The company Pornhub, which is huge in porn.
Yeah.
They own, it's owned by a rabbi. So what kind of, can you imagine a Catholic or a Protestant clergyman owning Pornhub or selling butt plugs and dildos? Tolerates that, right? Well,
yeah.
This Rabbi Shmuley, who's the butt plug dildo selling guy, has really been going after Candace Owens, and calling her an anti-Semite. And she had this other guy named Rabbi Barclay on her show because he had also written an article calling her an anti-Semite and a bunch of baseless lies that he made up out of whole cloth on some appearance that Candace Owens made on Tucker Carlson. And so she had him on for an hour and a half and refuted every bit of it. And I sent this to you. It is it's a laboratory on how these smarmy, you know, squirming, smarmy, you know, how they just squirm out of everything they can. But she caught them, this rabbi, outright lying. It's really worth listening to. But today, yeah. Glenn Greenwald, who's a Jewish guy who I admire greatly, came out and said, and now after she took down this Barclay, and she was ever so genteel with the guy and courteous, but nevertheless made a complete Jewish fool out of him. Now the Jewish right and the right wing, American, the right, conservatives, not, you know, also the Christian Zionists are now after Candace Owens. And they're going to try to Kanye. That's a great verb, right? They're going to try to Kanye Candace Owens. Only Candace Owens isn't, you know, crazy and talking about Hitler. And you know, she's absolutely forthright and admirable. They're gonna try to submarine her.
Well, good luck. She's really smart. An awful lot of people, I think, are going to come to her defense. And what happens to identity politics for the Democrats when they're attacking a black woman because of her political views? You know, this just demonstrates the hypocrisy of the left, Peter. Could we have a more clear-cut, blatant illustration?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And of the right, too, the same people on the right who complained about Russiagate and being censored by the leftist media are now, because they're pro-Israel and they're Christian Zionists, they're now doing the same thing, insisting that Candace Owens and TikTok, by the way, because it's also expressing anti-Israeli feelings, not anti, just critical of Israel. And they're not allowed
Peter, to. Peter, hang on. We're going to a break, and I'll bring you back for a final thought. We'll be right back with Peter from L.A.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
So much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
How about a final thought, Colonel?
Oh, no, I really don't have one. I'm glad that you brought up Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
That's an interesting topic, and I know I called in and talked about her before. But it's really pathetic how marginalized white people are in the United States.
Yeah.
It's a clear agenda right out in the open, and every single public institution is following it. There was a big article, by the way, at least an article that I saw, that for the first time in years, the Smithsonian museum had a white curator there. The head of the Smithsonian was a white woman. Now, we're 60% of the population, and a great majority, I'm sure, of the history PhDs and science PhDs too. But there hasn't been a white person in charge of the Smithsonian in over a decade.
So Peter, that is so bizarre.
That's all just, the Jews. There's no doubt about it.
Blows your mind. Peter, I love your calls. Absolutely wonderful. Thanks for this. Look forward to the next. Renee in North Carolina, join the conversation, Renee.
Well, it is a happy day because Ron Paul, I guess he's probably trying to salvage his reputation after calling him sandbagging toward the end, and Jesse Bentley. Yes, they did go after him, but there was internal stuff too that was those of us watching this close, and that little Jesse Benton son of a gun. So the thing is, I think he realizes a lot of people, Connor, are not too happy with him. So he went on Tucker Carlson and flat out said that the coup, you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, the coup took place on November 22nd, over 60 years ago. Yeah. And how, and we have not been a free country since, and how they appointed the person probably most responsible for killing him, Alan Dulles, to the Warren Commission, and both he and Tucker started laughing. Yeah. And this clip is going viral, and that's what needs to happen because both Biden and Trump failed us. They both promised to release all those records, and they both reneged. Okay, so which means they can't be trusted. So the thing is, to me, the only way out of this, like I say, and I don't like the fact, I do not like the fact that RFK Jr. is on the side of Israel, but so is Trump. He's a Zionist too, okay? Because and Jared just came out saying how wonderful and valuable that beachfront property in Gaza would be, and they need to clean all those people out of there. So the thing is like, unfortunately, we're on that lesser of two evils choice. But to me, the only way out of this is, okay, if people finally realize, we had a coup over 60 years ago, and all three branches of government, all the alphabet agencies, both the Democrats and the Republicans, our entire legal system, every one of those people is complicit. And unless a really large amount of people really realize that, and to me, the only way this can happen, like I say, I'm really happy with Ron Paul today, but I did catch the clip and not on the whole interview. In other words, it made like my news page, and I'm like, what? I got to see this. And so, to me, the only way out of this, and see, that's why I can't stand when people play the right-left paradigm. Oh, everything the Republicans does is good, and everything, it's all those libtards and Democrats, they're responsible for all the old evil. Well, let's remember Bush and Cheney in that Iraq war, okay? So the thing is, people flip back and forth. We have to quit playing the flipping back and forth game. Neither party in 60 years has saved us. And so unless people realize, we had a coup 60 years ago, and all these people that we pay great salaries in retirement to, okay, and they say, trust us, believe us, the American people need to realize what a massive lie and failure they have been living in for 60 years.
And I Renee. It hasn't been until the Biden admin that they opened our borders and, are overtly destroying America and not enforcing the law and all this other nonsense. I'll keep you over. Stick around. I'll keep you over.
Okay.
I never needed anybody's help in any way. Now Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the door.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Health Simple with Kalwada Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yogavaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, Renee, let me make just two comments here, and then you can reply. The first has to do with Alan Dulles. Now, he's just a fall guy. Even E. Howard Hunt said the chain of command, and this is something he explained to his son, St. John, when he thought he was dying. He actually recovered, but at the time it was a near-death confession, that the chain of command went from LBJ to Kordmeyer to David Atlee Phillips to William Harvey, to David Sanchez Morales. And on the scene, we had George Herbert Walker Bush and Edward Lansdale, who I may or may not have mentioned, appears to have positioned the shooters and determined the sequence of shots. Alan Dulles was not. He was there to cover it up, yeah, on the Warren Commission. But Tucker doesn't know enough about this. And I think it's a book by David Talbot, that gives this misleading impression of Alan Dulles being this powerful force. It was Lyndon. It was only Lyndon who could guarantee no one would be punished. It was only Lyndon who could, you know, get rid of all the inquiries and create a Warren Commission. It was only Lyndon who could put his buddy J. Edgar, who'd been involved in the whole plan from the beginning, to be the sole investigative authority. So don't be played by this Alan Dulles nonsense. Now, as far as...
There were more, absolutely. Certainly there were more people involved, okay? I'm not saying just Dulles, and they didn't either. But Dulles played a part, absolutely. LBJ was
Renee,
in it,
Renee,
too.
Renee,
there were
Renee,
a lot of
Renee,
people in
Renee,
it.
Renee. I'm right in the middle of a big discussion about this. Did you catch the first part of the show, you know? This new book by David Manick on the medic... Okay. I spent the whole first part of the show talking about this, all right? So if you go to my blog at jameshfetzer.org, go to unz.com, and you'll find the new book that nails how JFK was taken out in Dallas. It's generating a huge discussion thread, okay? I have 30 years of research on JFK with the best people ever brought together, Renee. Okay, so I'm just saying, in terms of the big picture,
am I ever going to get to talk in this call like Peter?
Renee, don't insult me. I gave you plenty of time. Give me a break, woman. You're insulting me. I don't like that. If you think you're ever going to come on here again and be obnoxious like that, I give you plenty of air time. I'm squaring you away about Dulles being a fall guy, a patsy. It was Johnson, LBJ. Read a book by Phil Nelson, for example, or even Roger Stone has a book about the case against LBJ. It doesn't leave any doubt about it. Now, as far as what's going on now in the left-right paradigm and all that, look, until 2021, until Biden came into office, everything was pretty good here in the United States. During Trump presidency, we had a surging economy. We had closed borders. We had low crime. Everything was actually pretty good. So I think you're being a bit disingenuous if you want to suggest that we had 60 years of misery. No, we were actually doing pretty well right up until this Biden admin came in and started shutting down the country. There's a doubt about this, Renee. So you go ahead and say a few more words here, okay? But I have too many other callers for us to spend more time. Go ahead. Give me a rebuttal.
The way you spin things, it's like I'm some sort of Biden fan, which I am not. I'm neither a Republican or a Democrat. But we need to be fair. What's going on now on the border is horrible. But talking about it just starting at the end, actually, you're kind of doing the same thing the Jews did when they just want to talk about that date that Hamas attacked, but they don't want to talk about anything previously, okay? The thing is, we can't just start at Biden. This has been, this coup going on for 60 years. Yes, it has gotten progressively worse.
Renee,
and the
thanks.
Thing with the border
Renee,
is absolutely wrong.
Renee, thanks. Thank you very much. I couldn't agree more. The coup began 60 years ago, for God's sake. That's what I've been doing for 30 years, Renee. Thank you for your call. Mindset in New York. Mindset, join the conversation.
Hey, so I just want to bring up this one thing. It's just one thing I want to bring up, and it's about the Afghanistan stuff. They're talking about it again, and then also, I think in 2021, there was a nuke dropped on Afghanistan. That's why there was everyone was leaving, and there was a big commotion about stuff. And I think what happened was the armada or the convoy that was left there was used to go up through Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, China, which they're mentioning now. It's supposedly Afghanistan and Pakistan are starting to fight or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like Afghanistan stuff. But I think what it really was is they purposely, obviously, had that armada or convoy or whatever that they left there purposely go up. And this is probably like 2 years ago or 3 years ago almost, they had that armada move. And they nuked it, and then it went up to Pakistan, India, China. And when that happened, obviously there was parts where, like, you know, part of the convoy would have been broken down, maybe, or they would have gotten into some fights, maybe, with the countries. You know what I mean? So there'd be parts left over here and there. And then they took also part of it and brought the other part of the convoy, a small part, over towards Israel, Gaza. So this way it looked like they brought it over there. And then they wrapped it up around China and went in through. So they took the convoy to Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, China, the main part of the convoy. They wrapped up around Russia. And then by, I think, 2023 of spring, or maybe towards the end of 2022 or something, the Armada would have been there. And then Russia, when they were going after Ukraine war, Russia would have done little small forces going in and, like, kind of clearing stuff out in a way, like a decent-sized force, and then doing little, you know, like kind of like guerrilla warfare. And then after enough of Ukraine would go down, I imagine it would bring in a big force. And then when that happens, that big force gets nuked. And then Russia's only got, like, maybe a quarter or almost half their army left, military. But then the Armada convoy would be coming up from behind them and then coming to Moscow. So then they'd be nuked again because they need to nuke the Armada. Because if they don't nuke the convoy in Russia, if they don't, do not interrupt me. If they do not, if they don't nuke the convoy, that would be in Russia. This is all my hypothetical, just so everyone knows.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Mike, for the hypothetical.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Francis in North Carolina. Join the conversation, Francis.
Good afternoon to you too, young man. You sure you want me hopping in on this deal?
Go ahead.
Just lock the doors. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. We got a ride. This is better than an electronic bull. Anyway. yes, I have to admit that, now this, aside from what I originally called about, yes, things have been a nightmare since Genocide Joey Boy, whatever you want to call him, has taken the hot seat, as it were. Of course, his administration is running things behind the scenes, as it were, or in the basement or whatever. But I will give you this. The last five decades or better has not exactly been all peaches and cream. There have been ups and downs of things being good, as well as things that have been downright rotten. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me. About who's doing what to who, and so forth, ad nauseam. I mean, I can give you detail, but you already know the story of the book already. So aside from that deal, actually, for that matter, Renee, I got to hand it to you, gal. I didn't realize you had horns that were big enough to lock. Now I'm impressed. But aside from that, I'm just finding that what's going on to be a really big mess, because I just learned recently, not only is the aspect that you're using AI to rewrite the position of who is what position in U.S. history and so forth, to the point of knocking out European males out of the picture and diminutizing, or better yet, almost, genociding them as well. But then again, that's been something that's been ongoing for some time, can we not say, because of the feminization due to the hormones going into the food chain, the water supply, and so forth and whatnot. I'm not surprised we have so-called effeminate males that think, oh, I'm a girl today, I'm a something in between tomorrow, whatever have you, ad nauseam, when they don't know about their puberty until they hit puberty. Other than that, look between your legs. See if you got a
Thanks, Francis. You covered a lot of ground there, girl. I appreciate
it really grinds me when I see these things, especially when I feel for people up in Manhattan and various big cities that are, what is the terminology I think called? Not jumping, but whenever they have a home that's been noted that people are going through the market and seeing that the home is open or free or whatever to be rented, and people are hopping into those homes that are drug dealers. How do we know that some of these people that are doing that, that belong to someone else, go in and set up shop, regardless of what their ethnicity is, probably from south of the border, for all we know, and then turn around and for the people that originally own it are having to pay to get their tails kicked out and leave their mess behind. I just come across that recently, and I'm horrified by it because these people, I'll put it this way, U.S. citizens are better.
Francis, thank you so much. Very much. You have a good one, girl. But Rick in Arizona, join the conversation, Rick.
Yeah, good afternoon, Air Fetzer. Hey, I just want to say, I agree. I just want to second Dan from Washington. I don't think there's anything he says that I don't agree with. I'd probably go to Argentina. I don't think I'd go to Canada. It's too cold.
I've been to Argentina twice. It's a wonderful country. It's beautiful. You know, obviously the politics can change from time to time, but there are a lot of wonderful virtues of Argentina. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make the comment that, you know, as far as the military goes, Dr. Fetzer, we don't really need a military. I mean, we've got, like I said, we've got two huge oceans between us and the rest of the world. And as far as these chinks coming across the border, look at Cortez conquered Mexico with 400 Spanish soldiers. These non-white people are not, they are afraid of white man. They're never going to be organized against us. And if we put our foot down in 2020 when the blacks were raising hell, if we shot a few of them, they'd run off and you'd never see them again.
So in the days of ICBMs, I can't believe you'd suggest the oceans are going to protect the United States. There's not a chance. And if we didn't have a military, you know, I mean, it's as though we don't. We virtually don't. This is why Paul Craig Roberts is so spot on. We're so vulnerable, Rick.
No, look, at Dr. Fetzer, they haven't tested these nukes since 1992. And you know what? There's a lot of brainy people on the Internet that think these things might even be fake.
Just because a belief is widespread doesn't make it true. I mean, a lot of people think that, but I mean, I wish I could tell you, I have seen too many nuclear blasts to have any doubt about it. I mean, just go back and watch Dr. Strangelove if you want to be reminded. Go ahead, Rick, but I got to cut it off because I got four others. Go ahead.
Yeah, make this real quick. We hear Russia talking about nuking the West, but why don't they just kill Zelensky, okay? This is all BS for them.
Yeah.
Just kill Zelensky and end it all.
There are people more deserving of assassination than Donald Trump, that's for certain. Yes. Good, Rick. Thanks. I'm sure we'll talk again. James in Charlotte. James, join the conversation.
Yes, Dr. Fetzer. How are you doing?
You
know, I find myself in the same quandary every time I have something planned to talk about, but I feel like I have to respond to some previous caller.
Sure.
I mean, the guy who was just on has just unloaded a bunch of nonsense. I don't see how you can take all of the crap you have to listen to.
Well, I want everyone to have the chance to say their piece. That certainly doesn't mean I agree. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, James.
Yeah. And as for Dan, I don't know how he is, if he's planning to make his getaway to Argentina. I don't know how he's going to do it. He owns a multi-engine long-range aircraft or an ocean-going yacht.
There you go.
Because the first thing that's going to happen is that the borders are going to be closed, not to incoming, but to anyone who wants to get out of the country. He's not going to have a chance to get anywhere, much less to Argentina.
Yes. So, I wonder if he even has a passport, but there you go. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going, James. Well, what originally going to bring in before you got distracted by the caller?
I don't know. I missed the first half of the program. I just, but I don't know if you had been talking about this Texas, SB4 law that is just being batted back and forth between three courts, among three courts.
And yeah, which law is that or proposal? Which bill is it?
Well, the one that allows Texas.
To enforce the law? Yeah. I mean, how can they not allow Texas? I find it unbelievable that the Supreme Court would not allow Texas to enforce federal laws. I mean, they're also state laws. I find that outrageous, James. I don't know what the hell's happened to our Supreme Court.
Well, what happened was that the lower court, the circuit court, the Fifth Circuit Court that Texas is in, put a stay on that, on enforcing that law.
Yeah.
And then the Supreme Court lifted the stay, and then it went back to the circuit court, and they reinstated it. I thought this, I thought the Supreme Court was supreme. I thought that's what it was there for.
What are we getting? Back and forth, back and forth again sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? I'm with you.
I hope that this can be resolved, because it looks to me like the courts right now are really just thwarting the will of the legislature and the people of Texas. I mean, it seems to me that that's all that they're doing, because probably some staffer in the Biden administration has put out a memo to them that, I don't know what they may have, some dirt on one of the justices that they might, threaten to release or something like that. I mean, I think what goes on in Washington behind the scenes is so vile and so vicious.
Yes.
It would absolutely blow the mind of anyone who knew about it.
James, I think you're 100% spot on. I agree completely. Give me a final thought.
Well, my final thought is, if the Supreme Court is not going to make a final ruling, I think that governor of Texas ought to just come in and order the law to be enforced and take whatever consequences come of it.
Yeah. I think I agree with that, James. I appreciate your call a lot. Thanks very much. I look forward to the next. Max in New York. Max, join the conversation.
Good afternoon, Professor.
Yes. Thank you.
I have a couple of white male friends who are dealing with legal problems, and in each of their case, it's usually some family or social problem. And each different lawyer said that if you are white and you are male, you have two strikes against you. Now,
said that. That's bad, because
I was like, can you get that in writing?
Yeah.
Because they just told you that you're going to lose.
Yeah.
I'll take
it. I mean, justice, remember. Remember, justice is supposed to be blind as to your personal attributes, whether you're male, female, black, white, short, tall, fat, thin. That's not supposed to matter. So what you're talking about is a corruption of the basic principle on which this nation was founded, equal justice for all. That's a disgrace.
Right. Well, they're deliberately they're targeting the white male, because the white male used to be the backbone of America.
Yeah.
Now, they don't really overtly attack the white woman, but they seduce her into the narrative through other means. So that's why the white woman has now been weaponized against the white male.
Max, I think you're exactly right. And when they take away the white man, America won't have any backbone.
Pretty much. Unless you're going to have MS-13 running government.
Oh, God, I know. But, there are a lot of Haitian gangs coming in, too. I mean, there are all kinds of bad elements being allowed in here by this disgraceful administration. I'm just incensed.
I don't know how much people know about Haitian culture, but I grew up with them a little bit. I just looked up their history a little bit. You do not want these people in this country.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
They killed off. They literally exterminated all the white people in Haiti. Nobody knows this. I mean, there was like some weird little Civil War revolution thing, and they killed all the white French off. So I don't know what French would want to live on an island with a bunch of Africans who hated them, but,
And they also, I think, tend toward cannibalism as well. I think it's really bad. Really bad.
Yeah, Jamaicans aren't like that. Jamaicans have settled into their cannabis culture. They make money. They work hard when they come here.
Yeah.
The Haitians, they don't do that. They shouldn't be messing with that voodoo stuff either.
Right. Good, 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 Max. Good stuff. Look, I got another caller for today, but I look forward to your next call, Max.
Hey, yeah, I got Alex, Beetle notes coming up next.
Go ahead. Yeah, give us a final thought. Go ahead.
in order to address all this international intrigue, you have to lean on the Zionist Congress. The Bar Association is dictating all the politics, all the taxes, all this money going out of the country to Zelensky and Netanyahu. So in order to control the foreign intrigue, you have to control the Jews in Congress. And yeah, as for a war notes, trust me, there are Russian submarines off the coast of the East Coast.
Sure.
There's Chinese submarines off the coast of the West Coast. Jim, you have a good day.
Of course. Yeah, good call, Max. Alexander, Canada, join us once again, Alexander.
Hello, sir. I just want to make a couple of points. You see, sir, I want to quote Mr. Tom from Florida. He said, one of the Chinese generals said, like, if we can attack the United States and NATO and sacrifice half a billion people, that'd be a good thing. So, you see, sir, China has the resources and has the population to attack the United States. Like, I don't know where I don't know what Rick from Arizona was talking about.
Sure. And, well, they got 10 times the population of the U.S. I mean, we got 300 million. They got 3 billion. I mean, that's a hell of a difference. Yeah, go ahead.
And also, sir, I totally agree with what you said to Renee. You see, sir, all the problems that are happening with Biden and happened before Biden, like this was all planned by design, like you said, like, and this is all done by the Jewish organizations, like in George Soros and AIPAC and the Anti-Defamation League. They're the ones who are pushing the illegal immigration, the Hebrew Aid, the Hebrew Immigration Aid Society, run by the Jewish organizations. You had they're running the LGBTQ. You see, so the first ever transgender guy in the government is a Jew. Richard Levine. And see, look, I'm going to call him Richard because he's a man. He's not a woman.
Right. I agree.
And they're running the LGBTQ. They're running the transgender industrial complex. They're running the pornography, like what Peter said from Los Angeles. They're running the schools. They're shoving the Holocaust down your throat. And see, sir, if you condemn them, they call you anti-Semite and get you fired. So.
Yeah,
this is what's happening. So and Renee doesn't seem to understand that. So as long as the first step forward is to expose these people and expose their agenda. And see, so I totally agree with the last caller. All the money is leaving the country and going to Israel to continue their genocide. And see Israel Israel's gonna make a false flag to the United States would attack Iran. That's the next step on their agenda. Thank you.
Oh, Alexander, you're a smart guy. I really like your calls. I really like your calls. Let me just say, if you want to check out the real battle of JFK, you want to go to oons.com and check out. It's in the linked here. There's a lot going on there. And there are a lot of phony appeals, all kind of fallacies, false authorities, and all that. Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you don't really care about. We do not know how much time we have left.